Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Hello and good evening, folks. You tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We are bringing you some live music today as we kick off the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. I'm your host, Rue. Tonight and always, this is CFRC's home of British and Irish music. If you're just tuning in for the first time, the Yellow Brick Road. And we've got live music on the show all evening tonight for the next hour and a half. As the sun's come out, you know, sun's out, fun's out. We're going to be hitting the festivals around the world, bringing you some great performances recorded at festivals that have been happening over the last couple of weeks. So we're going to have some music from Primavera Sound in Barcelona, which is what you can hear a little bit of in the background. We're also going to be hopping over to Radio 1's Big Weekend and bringing you some great performances across pop music, indie rock music, all of that stuff. And we've also got some homegrown stuff. We'll be going hitting the stage at a couple of shows around town and we'll be joined by a special guest. But of course, let's get started off with The Cure's headline set from Friday night. This is Alone from Songs of a Lost World, their latest album from 2024, live at Primavera.
We'll be right back.
The Cure with Alone from the headline set at Primavera Sound on Friday night.
Yes. Hello again.
Folks, it's all about live music on the show tonight. We are kicking into festival season, really, you know. The sun's out, as I've been saying. I think it's made us appreciate live music a little bit more that, you know, we've had a bit of an up and down week, really, for live music, for festivals and such. You may have seen at this point, you know, it's been a tough week for festivals. The first day of Primavera Sound was washed out by heavy rains on the Thursday, you know, after some warm-up performances on Wednesday. The official day one of the festival kicked off on Thursday, and we saw some great performances during the day before heavy rain called off the second half of the day, cancelling performances by artists like Massive Attack, Doja Cat, Mac DeMarco, Bad Gyal, and a lot of others that just weren't able to go ahead because it was so windy and so rainy. You may have seen clips by now of the pounding rain, you know, coming down as Geese played their festival set in the rain. And it was a similar story in New York City on Saturday when the music festival Governor's Ball also had to pull a lot of their programming, including artists like Amel and the Sniffers, who were doing, I think, their biggest North American tour at this point, and who we saw as well this week in Toronto. But, you know, it kind of makes you appreciate live music a little bit more. I mean, I think a lot of these things are climate-related, and we're probably going to hit a point when organizers, big kind of organizations like Live Nation and stuff, might have to kind of look at the losses they're making from things like cancelled festivals, ticket refunds and all of that, and start thinking, should we be doing something about this? Because it's almost getting more expensive to see as many cancellations as we have been seeing in the last few years. But we're going to try and keep the festival spirit going and just like appreciate that side of live music a little bit more. Like I said, there's a lot of festivals that have been happening. One of them is Radio 1's Big Weekend that actually happened a couple of weeks ago while I was over in the UK. It's BBC Radio 1's annual music festival, and the focus is a little bit more on pop music, but that can span a wide range from looking at, you know, just whatever's popular in the UK, which is one of the things that I like about it a lot, that it's not kind of limited to whatever kind of fits the musical style of pop music. Another thing I really like about the festival is that it is a traveling festival, and while it's not quite as deeply rooted in the place that it ends up happening at as something like Six Music Festival used to be, when they had the budget to go around and not just be in Manchester, you know, they would go and have these kind of smaller showcases across local venues in the town or city that was hosting it, and it put a really big spotlight on the music venues and the musicians of that city. Now, this isn't exactly quite the same. Big Weekend happens out in a big field or a park usually, and this time it was at Harrington County Park in Sunderland, making this almost 21 years since the last time Radio 1's Big Weekend was up in that part in the northeast of England. But it was a really good festival set anyway. It was headlined on the Friday by Fatboy Slim, who delighted audiences with his DJ mixes for, you know, this kind of kickoff dance party. Saturday was headlined by Zara Larsson, and there were also other really cool artists like Ellie Goulding, Louis Tomlinson, Lola Young, Nothing But Thieves, Sky Newman on the sort of main stages. So it was a real pop music lover's dream. Sunday was headlined by one of the biggest artists in the world right now, Olivia Dean, but also other really cool artists playing were C-Matt, who's really been taking over the world, Niall Horan, so almost like, you know, you've got half a One Direction there almost. Dermot Kennedy, Kehlani, Miles Smith, a lot of the bigger names. But then there were also other festival stages that showcased something a little bit different, you know, where you had artists like Ezra Collective, Flo, Holly Humberstone, Georgia Smith, all playing on the new music stage. So that's where we're going to be starting off today. We'll have a little bit of Ezra Collective to kick off our next set. They have really risen to change what jazz music means in the UK. They've even won, you know, the Mercury Prize back in 2023, won a Brit Award for the Best British Group in 2025. They have been steadily rising to get to bigger and bigger stages. So here they are now on, you know, the BBC's popular music station, Radio 1, playing on the new music stage. And they brought their joyous brand of musical collectivism to Sunderland. It's their first performance in a little while, their band leader and drummer Femi Colioso was saying on stage. They took a sort of short break after a very busy period where they headlined Wembley Arena, played to 12,000 people. They collaborated with artists like Fred Again, but they are busy now. Once again, they have a new song that they released with, again, 2025 Mercury Prize nominee, so, you know, big leagues, Pasaloo. The song is called Only Love, and it'll be on their next album that's coming out in September. It's called Here Only Because of Hope. And that's a very on-brand Ezra Collective album title. You can find the album at ezracollective.bandcamp.com. Pasaloo is at pasaliu.com. And then we're going to have some music from Lola Young. She is back after taking a break for a little while after she collapsed on stage at All Things Go last year in New York. She is now back and she performed at Radio 1's Big Weekend. She had a new song called From Down Here. You can find her at lola-young.com. Let's get started off with Ezra Collective and Pasaloo. This is Only Love on CFRC Radio.
Ezra! I'm a collector. Ah, we are giving to them now. Aye, yo, 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 yo. If I never come, I will never see. If I never fall, I will never learn. If I never love, I will never feel. And if I never feel, I will never grow. I know about this tyrant, but we gotta win. I'm coming from a poverty, moving to make a win. And then there's a bitch out, now I'm feeling like I'm black, trying to navigate. Yeah, I'm puffing in here, he was sleeping on free flow, we puffed in vain. I don't like pride, I stay away from ego. Now, this is where I get angry. I know about pain, I've felt a million times. People are not dying when I'm locked up in a cage. I've been feeling the heartbreak, yeah, I can't escape. But my stuff, in my God, it's only love. It's only love, only love. We don't like the violence, but you know, like it could just stop me breathing. Everything's great, nothing like the gold pavement. Surrounded by blocks full of drugs and poverty. Postcode wars, while the land discriminates. Suicide rise, people. Yo, house full of strong boots, full of fallen fruits. What's up, what I meant to do? What's it? I never want to carry tools, but I'm coming up block. Crazy people everywhere will hesitate to drop my step on, son, give them milk, I'm juicing. Toss on poly from my 88, baby. IP stacks, so they send man to base. Far from base. I understand that only love. It's only love, only love, only love. It's only love I have deep inside my soul. It's only love. Only love, only love. It's only love, only love, only love. It's only love I have deep inside my soul.
like to long for parts of that life, but can I just reminisce tonight? Acting my age, turning the page, but what a boring book it would have been anyway.
From down here, Lola Young, new song, After She's Back. It's been a little while since we last saw her. She, you know, had kind of spread herself thin. You perform so many different countries and cities as part of All Things Go, including one version of the festival that's happening in Toronto this weekend, as a matter of fact. But Lola kind of spread herself thin. She ended up collapsing on stage last year, and then she said, I'm going to kind of focus on myself, take a little break, just, you know, take care of myself. And now she's back and she's better than ever. That performance was really good. I was listening to her set earlier in the week, and there's a song that she played just before this called Spiders, which is from her last album. And I don't know if it was just the way that she performed it, or it's just kind of like what influences she was listening to and thinking of when writing the song. But it really kind of brought to mind the Smiths. And I didn't think, you know, I've seen her kind of invoke Arctic Monkeys as a sort of influence. I'm quite impressed by the range of performance she has. So she is a really good artist, and I'm glad that she's taken time off. She's, you know, focused on herself, and that she's back and better than ever. We also had some music from Ezra Collective on the last set, all performing as part of Radio 1's big weekend, because on tonight's show, we are keeping it all about live music. We started off the whole show with some music from Primavera Sound, and hopefully we'll have more of that next week. Obviously, the festival is kind of just coming to an end and everything, and some of it was broadcast. They've kind of moved it online, so it was a Twitch stream on Amazon Music's channel or something like that. But The Cure also very heavily anticipated set. You know, it's kind of their first appearance in a little while as well, especially since their keyboardist Perry Beaumont died. So they've had a few lineup changes. Simon Gallup's son has kind of stepped into that role. So they've kind of kept it within The Cure family, and they were as good as ever. 2.5 hour set headlining. I mean, that's what you call a headliner. There is really no one doing it like The Cure, like Robert Smith. I saw a clip on BBC Six Music's Instagram page, and this is real, you know, quality journalism, because Six Music has been on site, and they've kind of been covering a lot of the festivals and bringing people the atmosphere from there. And they just shared this little clip of Graham Chatton from Fontaine's DC having the absolute time of his life singing and dancing along to A Forest by The Cure. And he was also there watching their set and everything. And yeah, I'd do the same. So I really enjoyed that. Graham was also on site and joined Kneecap the next day as part of their performance, because he has guested on their song Better Way to Live. And I'm hoping that all those performances, I'm hoping I can find them and bring them to you in the coming weeks. This is all very, very recent, so I don't even have footage for half this stuff at the moment. But we're going to be going on to talk about some more music from Radio 1's big weekend in the meanwhile, because that was a little while ago and I've been able to find a few clips. I'm going to play some music from C-Matt, who also performed at the festival. When a Good Man Cries. Now, you may have known that song if you listened to our show previously, but you may also have heard it elsewhere, because Olivia Rodrigo, one of the biggest artists in the world as well, covered it recently, and again, it's blown up. And just to see her like do the whole Dunboy and Diana thing, which is a line in that song, it's been really surreal to see. So if you have tickets, the CC mat if you've seen her before. Good for you, because it is going to be so much harder next time. She is coming back to Canada, incidentally. She sort of ignored the West Coast last time when she came in September. So she's going to be back there. She's playing on the 17th of September in Vancouver. And she's going to be playing at Oshiaga Festival in Montreal if you're making that trip. Find her music at cmatbaby.com. We've got to listen to When a Good Man Cries. So we're going to do that. And then a little bit of a surprising pick on this show, One Direction's Niall Horan. I'm going to be playing some new music from him because he has an album out. It's called Dinner Party. And he performed a very indie rock single and the album opener called Tastes So Good. And I thought it was quite a vibe. It was like a really good out in the summer on a sunny day at a festival stage, get out your lemonade. It's a good indie rock tune, so we're going to be listening to that. And then some music from Rachel Chinariri, who has also become a genuine star in her own right. Some of you may have been seeing her this weekend if you're in Toronto for All Things Go Festival, along with, you know, artists like The Beaches and Kesha and Holly Humberstone, who was also at Radio 1's Big Weekend. But I'm going to play a song from her debut album that Rachel Chinariri performed. The album, if you remember, was 2024's What a Devastating Turn of Events. And this song, oh, it really broke me. It's called Never Need Me. She is a great performer. And I'm glad that, you know, she opened for Sabrina Carpenter a couple of years ago in Europe. And I'm glad that more people have been discovering her since. Find her work at Rachel, CHINOURII.com. Let's get started off CMAT. This is When a Good Man Cries on CFRC Radio.
But night, I couldn't deal. without you. Can't walk down the street. No, I don't know what you made of, but it tastes so good to be.
Cheetah Riri would never need me. Oh, what a brilliant song that is, folks. We also had some music on the last set from Niall Horan from his brand new album. The song's called Taste So Good. We also listened to some C-Mat with When a Good Man Cries, which is probably one of the biggest songs in the world right now, because she didn't even know that this was happening. She just found out through social media like all the rest of us did. But Olivia Rodrigo covered her, and enjoy your stardom, C-Mat. She is on her way to basically becoming the biggest and most vibrant pop princess out there, and I wish her all the best in that. We're going to go a little bit smaller now, folks. So we're going to step over to the BBC introducing stage, which is, I think, where all the cool people go and hang and discover new music by artists that are on the rise. I'm going to play us a couple of artists that performed on the new music stage, or the BBC introducing stage, and a couple of artists that played, you know, the sort of stage that's in between that and the main stage, the new music stage, which is where artists like Ezra Collective performed. I'm going to have some music from Florence Road, Irish rock band, who also kind of blew up online and who we saw recently because they were opening for The Last Dinner Party when I went to their show in Toronto. So the song I'm going to play us is Hanging Out to Dry. I mean, this has kind of crossed over the threshold. Like, I was sitting out there just like watching football with my friends in a pub and this song came on. So it's really just crossing that threshold and just becoming a really great song that everyone knows and loves. And it's just an incredible indie rock tune, very anthemic. So I really enjoyed it. That's Florence Road for you. Also going to play some music from the rising Northampton rapper and musician who goes by the name DC3. His name is Daniel Changere. He's been receiving attention since he was a teenager, really, and kind of blew up online. And he's gone on to be nominated for a MOBO Award as well this year. And I'm going to play us a song of his that he performed on the introducing music stage. The song is from 2024. It's called Wannabe. And then some music from Flo, R&B. I mean, I see them following in the footsteps of an artist like Destiny's Child, right? The sort of like R&B group. But they're really kind of becoming, you know, artists in their own right, writing really interesting songs. This one's a new song that they've just released called Don't Break Her Heart, which is basically their ride or die song for your best friend, which is really fun. You can find them at Flow Like This, spelled F-L-O. That's how you spell their name. FlowLikeThis.com. And then if we have some time, I will also play some music from an artist called Bombay Mami, who is a fusion musician, a Swiss Indian musician who was also performing at the BBC introducing stage, a song of hers called Kabi. And, you know, if you enjoy this sort of thing, we'll have a lot more new music, like underground new music, from one of my favorite festivals in Canada, North by Northeast, that's happening next week. So we'll, you know, we'll get down, we'll get dirty, we'll get to the venues, we'll bring you a lot of interviews and kind of reviews of shows that are happening, and I am so, so looking forward to that. If you are thinking of making the trip down, it's happening from the 10th to the 14th, so head on over. It's happening in Toronto. It's going to be across all the really fun and cool venues. And, you know, artists who we have seen blow up from there and become really huge have included artists like even Youngblood, who would come down and play the showcase back in, I think, 2017. And we'll have a lot of, like, recurring names, you know, artists who we saw last year, like Active Mirror, and artists like Cam Cahin, who have been, you know, really blowing up in the local scene as well. So come on down over if you want to. You know, we'll have a lot of other cool artists. I've been looking through the lineup, and, you know, there's some cool names, like, of artists that I've been discovering who are playing this year, like C. Ruth and the Mango Street Trio, who seem to be a really cool jazz band. I'm also really digging a rock band called Black Paint. There's some kind of like pop music, very Olivia Dean-esque really, by an artist called Angelique Dancel. And, you know, we'll have much, much more of that coming up next week, so look out for that. I'm going to leave us with these Radio 1 performances, and then when we come back at 9 o'clock, I'm very excited to say we are going to be joined by the incredible Toronto band Barbecue Pope. Now, you may have seen different versions of this band or some of the members of this band playing shows in Toronto with bands like the Fadeaways and stuff, but this is kind of the project that they've kept going since they were in high school, and they've, you know, played around with other bands but have sort of found their way back to this band that kind of brings a unique blend of grungy music, shoegazy music, a touch of pop punk, a bit of really good like energy and riffs and songwriting. And I really like them. I saw them first when they were opening for Absolute Losers a couple of months ago now at the Garrison, and we've kind of kept in touch from there. And when they were playing a show at the Monarch Tavern a couple of weeks ago now, back in April actually, we said we'll come over and we'll record your show. And so we're going to be bringing you a little bit of music from that as well. So this is a live session. You're going to hear a few songs from their last EP, from their last album, Unfurl, and a few older hits of theirs as well. And if you like what you hear, they are also playing at North by Northeast. They're going to be playing on the 11th of June. So head on over. You can find them at bbqpope.bandcamp.com. Go check them out. We will see you all next week. For now, this is Florence Road with Hanging Out to Dry on CFRC Radio.
Could I can try to prove I was born to talk but to fight through. I put zero faith in God, my biggest mistake. To make the dream alive, my pride gotta die too. I promise this to every soul that wants to see me fail. Like the Migos, I will take off in what I do. Got G.O.D. behind the scenes, I won't hide proof. So instead of paying my knees, I will try to. They don't care enough until you pass away. So not paving validation is the mark I make. The top mill hustle and grind is what the greatest say. If that is true, unfortunately, I won't stop today. Laziness testing my spirit, so I gain a break. Gain a break, so cash out, I was breaking everything. Made it to the beat, but said that I'll be late. No way they could beat us, for what I taste on. Think of fate, love, such a face down. Second coming, need a scene, I'm gonna hide my face. So alive, I'm really feeling by the way now. Anything they're hating on, I got a tight grace. Heavy burdens for a while, since I laid down. The only method that I've got until I find peace. Jesus help me, cause of right you, I can play around. Jesus the cool, but I have a peace, what I can't replace. It's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. Far above, that's how I wanna be. That's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. Far above, that's how I wanna be. That's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. Far above, that's how I wanna be. That's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. That's how I wanna be. Still do I really need it? The fame and glory stand the story with the clout appealing. But if I'm weary and in doubt, where would I seek for healing? Tired and feeling weakened, obsessing for the weekend. So I can rest, relieving my spirit, a burden for more than pain. Wrestling with the force when they judge it cause of my name. Hated days when it poured, I was cold, but I never knew. I'm a seed I needed to grow, that's why I'm in love with the rain. Hey, instead of saying one day, this is day one. Till I made that promise to you for my day ones. Take us home and I can't wait until that day comes. Building chains and big breaths, so I would hate bumps. Climbing pain, so I'm a hero, done my faithful servant. You never gave up through the troubles that you faced, son. Or that you faced, my daughter. Purpose and hope you brought us. Mirrored my actions from your video gifts that taught us. Stick of faith, love, so my face done. Take them coming, need a scene, I can't hide my face. So alive and really feeling wide awake now. Anything to hate and none, I got a time race. Heavy burdens for a while, since a late dumb. The only method that I've got until I find the face. Jesus help me, cause of what you want me to play around. Jesus, all I need is what I can't replace. That's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. Wah, 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 son of the folks. That's how I wanna be, that's how I wanna be. Wah, 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 that's how I wanna be.
Say this one. Lord, I'm staying inside these streets and say, please don't break my heart.
Awesome amount of tavern joined by two-thirds of Barbecue Pope. Hello guys, I love the band name firstly.
thank you so much.
So I saw you a little while ago. It's been a little while since I saw you, but it was I think it was at the Garrison, wasn't it?
Oh, we actually played the Garrison for the first time like a few weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
We were tripping out about it a little bit, but yeah.
Which was the show I saw you guys with Absolute Losers on? That was the show. Okay, well, first time playing the Garrison. Yeah, such a good band. But like, first time playing the Garrison and everything.
Yeah, we had that realization when we were driving on our way there. Because we've all played the Garrison in other bands, but I mean, we've been a band for 10 years and somehow we didn't play at the Garrison as Barbecue. So, yeah.
Well, let's introduce you guys first.
Yeah. I'm Duncan, I play drums.
My name is Reed, and I play bass and sing.
And together, you guys are, along with your guitarist, Sean, you guys are Barbecue Pope. How did the band get started?
It started when we were all in high school. Sean and myself, we grew up together in the West End of Toronto. So him and I had a friendship predating the band and played music together as kids and stuff. And then when we got to high school, Sean met Duncan, if you want to talk about that.
Sean and I played in a music class together in high school.